Let's begin with a prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God,
亲爱天父
thank you for the privilege of being in your house this morning.
我们感谢你给我们这个特权能够来到你的圣殿当中。
And have mercy on me, a sinner.
求你赦免给我啊，一个罪人。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求 ，Amen.
Let's begin with a question.
让我们开始啊，思想一个问题。
If you are not a parent, pretend you are for the sake of this question.
如果你不是父母的话，那么啊，就假想你是。当我们在思考这个问题的时候。
When your son or daughter leaves home someday, which of the following would you want most for them?
当你的儿子或者女儿有一天会离开家的时候，那么下面的这几样东西，有一样是你希望，哪一样是你希望最希望他们拥有的呢？
A, to be successful academically.
第一是在学业上有成就。
B, to be successful athletically.
二是在运动或者体育上很成功。
C, to be successful socially.
C, 就是在社交或者社会活动上非常的成功。
Or D, to be a person of faith and character.
D 呢，就是有信仰和有属灵品性的人。
Personally, I wish there was another option, E, all of the above.
我个人呢觉得我真是希望有第五个选择，就是包括前面所有的。
But if you could only choose one answer, which would you choose?
但是如果你只能选择一个，哪一个你会选择呢？
You most likely said D, that the faith and character development of your children would be most important.
你很可能最可能就是选择 D, 就是培养这个有信仰和属灵品性的人最重要。
Or because we are here in church, that D must be the right answer.
或者是因为我们在教会里面，所以说 D 呢就是在政治上最这个正确的答案。
Let's reframe the question.
那我们换一个角度来问这个问题。
Which of the following parenting issues gets the best of your time, effort, money, anxiety, and planning?
在下面的这几件事情里面，你是用了你最多的时间、精力、金钱、你的能力和各种计划。
A academics.
A 就是在学业上面。
B athletics.
B 就是在体育运动上面。
C social life.
C 就是在社交社会活动上面。
Or D faith and character development.
D 就是在信仰和属灵品性上面。
This question is a little more difficult to answer.
这个问题是有一点难以回答，比起第一个来。
For my wife, Angie and I, we would have to say B, athletics, because of our daughter's involvement in gymnastics.
对于我和我太太 Angie 来说的话，我们可能只能说B, 就是第二个，就是在体育上面，因为我们女儿在这个体操上面的活动。
Maybe for you it's academic.
可能对于你来说是学业上面的。
Sadly, too few of us could honestly answer D.
很遗憾的是，也许只有很少的人在我们中间能够诚实的说，他们选择最后一个 D.
That the faith and character development of our children get the best of our time, money, and effort.
那就是在信仰和属灵品性的培养上面，我们花了最多的时间、金钱和精力。
Before we delve into the scripture, let me ask one more question.
在我们来看经文以前，我再问你们一个问题。
How do you define success in parenting?
你们如何定义这个成功，就是在教育子女的成功呢？
Let me offer a definition from today's passage.
让我给你们一个定义，就是从今天的经文里面领悟的。
Success is not helping your children become what they want to be.
成功不是帮助你们的小孩成为他们想成为的。
Success is helping our children become what God wants them to be.
成功是帮助我们的小孩成为神希望他们成为的。
At the beginning of the year, CBCGL unveiled a new vision.
在今年最初的时候，CBCGL 我们教会有一个新的意向。
Seeking to transform lives and communities.
那就是改变生命，更新社群。
You have heard many great messages up to this point about transformation.
你们到今天可能已经听到很多的信息，就是关于改变生命的。
The most important life to be transformed more into the likeness of Christ is our own.
当然最需要改变生命的就是我们自己。
Before God can use us to transform others,
在神可以用我们来改变其他人生命以前，
we ourselves need to be transformed.
我们自己的生命需要被改变。
And to be continuing on the path of transformation until God calls us home.
并且要一直不停地改变，直到神接我们去的那一天。
I believe today's scripture unveils God's grand vision for the transformation of the most important community we as human beings are part of.
我相信今天的经文是展示了神的一个伟大的意象，就是他如何将要将我们人作为一个这样的一个大的社群来改变我们的生命。
I actually lobbied for this to be included in the vision statement.
我甚至就是游说我们的这个理事会，希望把下面这个加到我们的意向里面去，教会意向里面去。
Seeking to transform lives, families, and communities.
就是要改变生命，要更新这个社群和我们的家庭。
Today's Bible verses clearly define God's plan for the family.
今天的经文是非常清楚地定义了神对于我们每一个家庭的计划。
And the importance of a parent's role as their children's primary spiritual champion.
同时也指出了我们做父母的作为我们孩子最重要的属灵的导师或者属灵的领袖的重要性。
Our journey begins with a conversation that Jesus had with one of the religious leaders of his day.
我们今天呢，我们要来看一段对话，就是耶稣和在那个时候的一个这个法利赛人。
In Matthew 22:33-38,
在马太福音22章的33-38节,
this religious leader pins Jesus down with one of the toughest questions of all time.
这个是律法师，他呢就问了耶稣一个非常难的问题，可以说是有史以来最难的问题。
One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment.
内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说，夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？耶稣对他说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一且是最大的。
So the question is posed to Jesus, if God calls us to do just one thing, what is it?
所以实际上他是在问耶稣，如果神呼召我们只做一件事情，那么这件事情将是什么呢？
Isn't it awesome that there is actually an answer to this question?
实际上有一个这个答案来回答这样的一个问题，这是一件多么美妙的事情呢？
There is purpose to life.
我们的生命是有目的的。
Jesus says the reason you and I were created was so that we might love God with our whole being.
耶稣在这里提到我和你被创造的原因是我们能够用我们的一切来爱主我们的神。
I love Psalm 27.
我特别喜欢诗篇27篇。
And in verse 4, David describes this type of love for God.
在第四个经文里面，大卫在谈到了这样的一种对神的爱。
One thing I ask, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple.
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世在住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
Isn't that a beautiful picture of someone who loves God with all their heart, soul, and strength?
这不是一个非常美妙的一幅画吗？我们看到，就是大卫用真是尽心尽意来爱我们的神。
A person who loves God with everything would be a person who prays throughout the day, speaking and listening to God.
一个用一切来爱神的人，会是一个整天祷告的人，整天与神相交的人。
This person would be drawn to reading the Bible even more powerfully than hobbies, the internet, or TV.
这样人会自然的就喜欢读圣经，胜过他的各种的兴趣，或者是上网，或者是看电视。
This person would seek to be obedient to God in every area of their life and to hate their own sin.
这样的人他们会在他们生命里面的每一个小地方都选择顺服神，并且呢，非常的痛恨他们自己的罪。
They would have a heart filled with compassion and an urgent sense to share the gospel with those who don't know Jesus Christ.
他们会有一个充满怜悯的心，并且呢，有这样一个迫切的感觉，就是与周围的人还不认识耶稣基督的人来分享福音。
Do these things describe your life?
像这样的人，他所做的事情是你的生活是这样吗？
These things are not always true of me, but I wish they were.
这些事情呢，我并不是都做到了，我真是希望都做到了。Philosopher
Blaise Pascal illustrated our need for God by suggesting that every person is created with a God-shaped vacuum in their hearts.
那哲学家Blaise Pascal他 在描述我们对神的需要的时候，他呢就建议我们想象，我们每一个人好像都是在内心里面有一个空洞。
And that if we don't fill it, we are restless and unfulfilled until we do.
如果我们不把那个空洞填满的话，我们就会永远不平静，也不满足。
I tried filling my void with drugs and alcohol, inappropriate relationships with the opposite sex, rock and roll, sports.
在过去我试着将那个空洞用这个毒品、用酒填满，甚至用性或者是音乐或者是体育来填满。
God in His mercy and in His grace rescued me from the miry pit at the ripe old age of 29 years old.
我们的神因着他的恩典，因着他的怜悯，将我从这个肮脏的这个坑中解救出来，当我在我29岁的时候。
Jesus came into my heart.
耶稣从此就进入我的心。
And praise God, He is not finished with me yet.
感谢神，他还没有完全他的事工。
I am on the path of transformation into the likeness of Christ.
我仍然在一个成圣的路上行走，愿意更像耶稣基督。
What about you?
那请问你们呢?
How have you tried to fill that God-shaped hole in your heart?
你们今天在用什么来填满这个神在我们心里面的空洞呢？
That God-shaped hole that only a love relationship with God can satisfy.
神所造的这个空洞，只有与神有一个亲密的关系能够满足我们。
Many people spend their lives failing to find contentment.
许多的人就是在他们的生命里面用了很多的时间，但是呢不能够找到满足。
All because they are not in a love relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ.
都是因为他们没有能够跟神建立一个这样爱的关系，通过建立在耶稣基督的信心上面。
So Jesus said, the most important thing in all of life for you and for your children is to love God.
所以耶稣说，在我们的生命里面最重要的就是爱神，对我们和对我们的孩子。
In order to fully understand the great commandments,
为了让我们能够了解这个最大的诫命，
We need to refer to the Old Testament passage where that commandment is found.
我们需要来看一下旧约，在旧约里面怎么样谈到这样的最大的诫命。
Open your Bibles to Deuteronomy 6:4-9.
请打开你们的圣经到生命记第六章4-9节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
Before we can love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and strength, we need to recognize that God is one.
在我们能够尽心、尽性、尽意爱着我们的神以前，我们必须要相信、接受神是独一的主。
Hold up your pointer finger and repeat after me. One God.
让我们把食指举起来，重复独一的主。
The first of the Ten Commandments.
这是在十条诫命里面的第一条。
We as Christians recognize one God in three persons.
我们作为基督徒，我们承认我们的神是三位一体的。
God the Father, God the Son,In God the Holy Spirit.
就是我们的圣父、圣子和圣灵是一体的。
This concept of three in one is difficult for many of us to comprehend.
这三位一体的概念对我们来说常常很难理解。
In fact, biblical scholars have written volumes to try and explain it.
实际上很多的圣经学者他们写了很多的书来帮助我们来解释这个。
It helps me when I think of an egg.
我自己来说，我就是会想到鸡蛋对我有帮助。
It has the shell, the white part, and the yolk. Three in one.
一个鸡蛋，它有蛋壳、有蛋清和蛋黄，三个是一体的。
Let's move on to verses 5 and 6.
那我们再来看经文的第五和第六节。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力，爱主耶和华你的神。
These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your heart.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
Several years ago, I began underlining heart every time I came across it in the Bible.
几年以前，在我读圣经的时候，我就开始在心，就是心这个词下面，我就要画一道横线。
Hearts, and hearted is found in the Bible around 1,000 times.
那么我发现，就是说心、心里或者是复数的心在圣经里面有超过有大概1000次。
God in His Word.Focuses our attention over and over on the centrality of our hearts.
我们的神在他的话语里面，真是很多的集中在我们的这个心描述和告诉我们真理在我们的这个心里面。
God was very clear from the beginning that following him was never supposed to simply be a list of do's and don'ts.
在圣经最开始的时候，神就是非常的清楚，就是我们要跟随他的时候，从来就不是有一些事情我们就是做完了就是等于跟随他。
He is looking for something deeper, your heart and the hearts of your children.
他是更关注内在的事情，就是你的心还有你孩子们的心。
Why?
为什么？
Because he knows that you will naturally follow what you love.
因为他知道你很自然的就会跟从或者做你爱的事情。
I was brought up watching TV.
我小时候的时候那么就是喜欢这个看电视。
Gilligan's Island, The Flintstones, Leave It to Beaver, The Brady Bunch, Sports.
那么这些有各种各不同的 TV 的节目，还包括体育节目，我都喜欢看。
At the end of a long day, I naturally gravitate towards the remote.
所以今天在一个非常长的一天，就是很累的时候，我会自然的晚上的时候会拿起电视的这个遥控器。
Angie doesn't have to remind me to watch TV.
那我太太 Angie 她从来不用就是提醒我去看电视。
Washing the dishes and picking up my clothes or other subjects.
就是洗碗啊或者整理我的衣物呢是我不会想着去干的。
We naturally pursue the things we love.
我们很自然的就会去追寻我们喜欢的我们爱的事情。
This is why faith is first and foremost a matter of the heart.
这就是为什么信仰是第一的，也是最重要的，在我们心里面。
Because when God has our hearts, He has everything else.
因为当神有我们，拥有我们的心的时候，他就拥有我们的一切。
But what best prepares our hearts for this love relationship with God?
那怎么样能够来预备我们的心，来跟神建立这样的一个关系呢？
How and where do our hearts get shaped?
在什么地方又如何我们的心能够被神所这个建造呢？
Our homes and our families more powerfully and more permanently than anything else on earth.
我们的家我们的家庭是最重要的地方，对我们来说也是最关键的地方，在比起其他的事情。
Think about a family experience that you had as a child that impacted your heart in a positive way.
那我们这时候想一下我们在家里面的经历，当你小的时候有哪一件事情对于你的这个心，对于你的成长是一个有非常正面的这个影响。
And how that experience has built character into your life.
然后想一下那样的经历是如何的影响你在今天的个性，你的生命。
Hopefully, many thoughts came to your mind.
我想就是你会想到很多事情现在。
But no matter how healthy your family is,
但是不管你的家庭背景是多么的健康。
We have all experienced heart damage.When we were young,
我们多多少少都会受到一些不好的这个影响。当我们年轻的时候，经历了一些不好的事情。
The hearts of your children are being formed right now by your family life, your daily schedule, discussions around the dinner table, and how you spend your money.
那么今天你们小孩子的心，他们的这个品性，就是正在被你们家庭的生活塑造你每天的这个计划，你们在吃晚饭的时候的讨论，你们钱用在什么地方，都在塑造你们的小孩。
Their worldview, morality, and faith are all taking shape right before your eyes.
他们对这个世界的看法，他们的这个德性，他们的信仰，都在你的眼前，一点一点的被塑造。
God has granted us as parents overwhelming power and influence in the hearts of our kids.
神就是给了我们父母这样一个非常非常大的这个能力和影响在我们小孩子的生命里面。
Teachers at school, Sunday school teachers, coaches, tutors, even pastors and ministers at best can merely scratch the surface of a child's heart who is not our own.
学校里面的老师或者是教会这个组织学的老师教练甚至是牧师或者传道都只能在你们小孩子的品性塑造上面能够有一些表面上有一些影响和痕迹，因为他们不是你们的小孩不是他们的小孩。
We must realize that God has given to moms and dads the primary responsibility and power to shape the hearts of our children.
我们必须要认识到神是给了我们父母一个最主要的责任，就是来塑造我们小孩子的品性。
We must not delegate this responsibility to others.
我们不能够把这样的责任转交给其他人。
Imagine a teenage girl walking through the halls of school.
我们想象一个这个女学生走在学校里面。
And a boy comes up to her and says,
那有一个男孩就是迎上来对他说，
Wow, are you ugly? No one is ever going to marry you.
那 Wow, 就是你长得很丑，我没有人会嫁给你。哦不，没有人会娶你。
What a horrible and a hurtful thing to hear.
这是一个多么这个就是有伤害的话去说。
Now imagine that girl goes home and her father says to her.
那么我们想一下，如果这个女生她回到家，她的爸爸对她这样说。
Wow, are you ugly? No one is ever going to marry you.
哇，你真丑，没有人会娶你。
Is there a difference between these two insults?
那么这两个伤害有没有差别呢？
You better believe there is.
你最好相信是有的。
Those words coming from the mouth of her father impact the deepest places of her heart.
这些话特别是从她父亲嘴里面的话是影响到她心灵的深处。
The power of a parent to wound their child's heart is extreme.
我们父母能够伤害我们小孩子的心灵的这个环境或者能力是非常大的。
I can still hear my father calling me an idiot and asking me if I have rocks in my head.
我到今天还能够好像听到我父亲叫我是个蠢蛋，并且问我是不是头脑里面都是石头。
How many of you have held a newborn baby in your hands?
有多少你们就是抱过一个刚刚出生的婴孩在你们手里面。
Isn't it amazing how tiny and fragile that baby is?
是不是非常的这个新奇，这个小的婴孩是多么的小，并且是多么的脆弱。
You are literally holding that child's life in your hands.
你实际上是完整的在抱着那个小孩子的这个生命在你的手里面。
I'll never forget the first time I held our daughter Abigail in my hands.
我永远都不会忘记我第一次抱着我的女儿在Abigail 的时候。
She was only 7 pounds and 12 ounces.
她仅仅只有7磅12盎司重。
If I dropped her, I could have caused serious damage.
如果我放手的话，那就会 有非常大的这个，他会受伤。
But we must remember that the hearts of our children are just as fragile now as their bodies were when they were born.
但是我们必须要，要就是记起，就是我们小孩子他们的这个心灵，实际上跟他们刚出生的这个身体一样，容易受到伤害。
Our careless words, harsh treatment, and angry outbursts can leave wounds that last a lifetime.
我们不注意时候所说的话，我们对他们的非常严厉的这个教训，或者是我们发怒时候的言语，可以伤害他们一辈子。
Those who are closest to us have the greatest power to hurt us.
那些离我们最近的人，就是也最容易伤害我们。
And thankfully, also the greatest power to build us up.
但同时呢，也是最容易来塑造我们。
Children need a home in which they are confident that mom and dad love God, love each other, and love them.
我们的孩子他们需要一个家，在家里面他们就是有完全的相信，就是爸爸妈妈他们是爱神的，爸爸妈妈他们是互相爱的，同时呢也是爱他们的孩子的。
Love God first, love each other second, and love them third.
首先是爱神，第二是彼此相爱，第三呢是爱他们，爱小孩。
These three loves provide the strongest foundation for a family and a child's life.
这三个爱的关系就是提供了一个最坚固的一个家庭的根基房角石在我们的小孩子的生命里面。
And this is God's good and perfect will.
这是我们神的一个好的一个最完美的愿望。
So we have learned from Jesus that the purpose of life is to love God with our heart, with all our heart, soul, and strength.
所以我们从耶稣那里面学到，我们生命的一个目的就是要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主我们的神。
And that this love God desires for us is first and foremost a matter of the heart.
那这个爱神的关系，神希望我们拥有的，就是。实际上是第一，也是最重要的，就是出自于我们的心里面。
And this is where our families come in.
那这就是为什么我们的家庭这么重要的原因。
Our hearts are shaped most powerfully at home.
我们的心灵被塑造最多的时间最容易的就是在家里面。
Let's continue on in Deuteronomy.
那我们继续来看生命记。
Deuteronomy 6:7-9.
生命记六章七到九节。
Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the doorposts of your houses and on your gates.
也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你的房屋的门框上，印你的城门上。
So the first action step of the greatest commandment is to impress them on your children.
所以那么第一个就是可以行动的计划，就是这个印在你们孩子的心里。
According to God's word, you begin by impressing the hearts of your children with a love for God and His commands.
根据神的话语，你最开始要做的就是要殷勤地教训你的孩子，使得他们爱神。
I believe that these five words impress them on your children.
我相信这五个词印在你们孩子的心里。
teach that God's primary plan for evangelism and discipleship is from parent to child.
教导了就是神在这个门徒塑造在宣教上面最重要的一个计划就是父母给儿女的宣教。
Why did God give you your children?
为什么神给你小孩呢?
Believe it or not, He did not give you your children to drive you crazy and to drain your bank account.
那么不管你相不相信他实际上并不是给你小孩而让你就是一天的忙碌并且让你这个花很多钱。
God has entrusted them to you so that you might help them to know, love, follow, and serve Jesus Christ.
神把他们就是交给你是让你能够带领他们去认识神去爱神去跟随并且侍奉耶稣基督。
God gave you your children so that you might help them get safely home to heaven.
神赐给你们小孩是因为要你帮助他们有一天能够回到安全的回到天家。
He has given you the mission of training your children so that they can be saved.
他实际上给了你一个宣教的使命就是来塑造你的小孩使得他们能够得到救恩。
And have the opportunity to bring many home to heaven with them.
同时也让你们的小孩能够影响周围其他的人能够带领他们回到天家。
God has created your family to be a discipleship center.
神实际上创造了你们家庭成为一个门徒培训中心。
God made your family so that you would help each other to love him more.
神建造了你的家庭所以你们可以彼此的帮助来更多的爱他。
What kind of center is your family today?
那么今天你们的家庭是什么样的一个中心呢?
Is it a sports center?
是一个体育中心吗
An activity center
一个活动中心吗
How about a wealth building center
还是一个这个财富中心
Or a scholastic center
或者是一个这个教育的中心
My hope and prayer is that they are discipleship centers
那我的希望和祷告是他们会成为一个门徒培训的中心
In Matthew 28:19, the Great Commission,
在马太福音28:19就是大使命
Jesus told his followers to go and make disciples.
那耶稣告诉他的门徒要去使万民做我的门徒
As a Christian parent, our Great Commission to make disciples begins with our own children.
我们作为基督徒的父母我们最大的使命就是要让我们的小孩做耶稣的门徒
The immortal souls that God has entrusted to us
我们的小孩是那永远的这个灵魂神交给我们的
God's grand vision for your family is that you would help one another love and follow him more every day
神的对你们家庭一个伟大的计划和这个展望是你们能够彼此的帮助彼此的相爱并且能够跟随耶稣每天更多
As a children's minister you would think that I have this impress them on your children thing down
作为儿童部的传道你们可能认为我已经把这些神的话已经印在你们孩子的心里了。
To my shame, often ministry here at church.
那我非常惭愧的说，就是非常经常我们在这个教会的事工。
Or the Bruins or the Red Sox.
或者是 Bruins 就是或者是 Red Sox 这些体育的球队。
Get the best of my heart, passion, energy and leadership.
占据了我最多的时间和精力。
God is changing my heart.
神在改变我的心。
I am committed now more than ever to getting to know and love God better.
我从来没有像现在这样就是完全的就是愿意来奉献来认识神和爱神更多。
To loving Angie more.
爱我的太太安吉更多。
Into raising Abigail into the woman that God wants her to be.
并且呢，培养我女儿Abigail，使她成为神希望她成为的一个女人。
It's not too late for me, and it's not too late for you either.
对于我来说还不是太晚，对于你来说也不会太晚。
Changing your family begins with changing your heart.
改变你的家庭，实际上是从改变你的心灵开始。
I pray that He has expanded your vision for your family.
我就是祷告他已经就是将你的这个展望和这个计划，为你的这个家庭的展望和计划带到神面前。
And called you to do everything in your power to impress the hearts of your children with a love for God.
并且呼召你能够在你能够所做的一切事情上面，能够将神的爱印在你们孩子的心里。
In Deuteronomy 6:7, God lovingly provides us with a practical how-to list for leading our kids to faith.
在《申命记》第6章第7节里面，神给我们提供了一个很实际的、行动的一个计划，来帮助我们教导我们的小孩。
Talk about them, the commands of God, when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下起来，都要谈论。
So the magical and mysterious formula for imperfect moms and dads to help their kids fall in love with God is.
所以就是这个非常神奇，或者是有一个很这个隐秘的这样的一个能够帮助我们这些不称职的父母来教导我们的小孩，使得他们能够爱神。 这样一个最最可以说是隐秘的一个公式。
Drum roll, please.
就是我们倒计时，可以猜一猜。
Talk with them.
与他们交谈。
What a radical and a revolutionary concept.
这是多么一个革命性的、特别的这样的一个概念。
God instructs parents to talk with their children about spiritual things.
实际上神是要求我们父母与我们的小孩谈论属灵的东西。
He even lays out 4 God-filled moments, 4 strategic times each day to carry out His instructions.
他甚至已经给我们计划了有四段非常有战略性的时间，我们每天可以用来讨论他的这个教导。
The first critical time is when you sit at home.
那第一个很关键的时间就是在你坐在家里面的时候。
You know, those times when everyone's sitting around relaxing together.
你们知道就是我们大家坐在家里面就说休息。
Gathered around the dinner table or just sitting in an unhurried manner.
或者是我们坐在晚餐桌上的时候，或者是随便坐在这个沙发上的时候。
What? You don't have those times?
你没有这些时间吗？
Life is busier now more than ever, and it doesn't seem like there is an end in sight.
是的，我们的生活都是非常的忙碌，而且是比以前每一天都更忙碌，好像我们看不到一个终点。
But if our schedule is preventing us from sitting at home and talking about the things of God with our family, then the schedule we have chosen is causing us to sin.
如果我们每一天的安排计划能够不能够让我们坐在家里面，甚至我们的家庭一起讨论神的时候，那我们的安排，我们的计划就导致我们犯罪。
Make changes so that you and your family could have time to sit at home and talk about the things of God.
改变你们家里面的这个时间安排，使得你和你们的家人有时间坐在一起，能够谈论神。
The second time is when you walk along the road or drive along the road.
那么第二个这个时间呢，就是在你在路上走或者是开车的时候。
Transition times.
基本上是就是在路上的时间。
Make it a point to have brief, spiritually focused conversations every time you and your family get into the car together.
我们就是要用这样的时间，当我们进入车的时候呢，我们就是要开始一些简短的这个属灵的交通。
The third time is when you lie down.
第三个时间呢，是我们要睡觉的时候。
Angie is better at this than I am.
Angie 呢，就是我太太，她在这个时间段呢，比我要做得好。
Every night she prays Numbers 6, 24 and 25 over Abigail.
每天晚上呢，她就是用民数记六章二十四、二十五节为 Abigail 祷告。
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace all the days of your life.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩于你。愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
The only way to have sweet dreams is to have God's love and truth in your heart.
唯一的能够有甜蜜美梦的办法，就是与神建立一个这样的一个爱的关系，并且有真理在你的心里面。
The fourth time is when you get up.
第四个时段呢，就是你刚起来的时候。
This is my time to be with the Lord and pray, journal, read His Word, meditate.
这是我自己祷告写读书笔记、读他的话和灵修的时间。
Abigail and I are reading through the Bible together a chapter a morning.
Abigail 和我。我们每天早上呢，就是也是我们一起读经的时间，每一天呢是一章。
There is no better way to start your day than with God.
不会比这有更好的办法来开始你的每一天，就是与神一起来交通。
The world does not need more smart people.
那么今天这个世界不需要更多的聪明的人。
It doesn't need more athletic people.
也不需要更多的运动的冠军。
It doesn't need more musical people.
也不需要更多的音乐家。
It doesn't even need more rich and famous people.
甚至不需要有更多的这个富有或者是有名的人。
There is nothing wrong with these things, but they are not the answer.
这些事情本身并没有错，但是它们并不是答案。
The world needs more people who will love Jesus Christ more than anything.
这个世界需要有更多的人，就是能够爱耶稣基督超过一切。
People who will bring his love and compassion to everyone they meet.
就是这样的人，他们能够把神的爱和怜悯能够带给每一个他们遇到的人。
When we do our part to raise up the next generation to live for Him,
当我们做我们能够做的事情来建造我们的下一代，
We help fill the earth with the witness of God's glory and grace.
我们就是帮助 这个事件，使得这个世界能够充满神的荣耀、神的恩典的见证人。
Will you give the best of your time, energy, and creativity to the spiritual life of your family?
那么你愿意就是把你最好的这个时间精力和你的这个创新的能力能够用来建造你们家庭里面的属灵生活吗？
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
Thank you that we can be part of your family.
我们感谢你，因为我们能够成为你家里面的一员。
That we can be called children of God.
以至于我们能够被称为神的子民。
May each family represented here today love you with all their heart, soul, and strength.
让我们今天在座的每一个家庭都能够尽心、尽性、尽意爱你。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
我们谢谢。